right now, though, we are joined live by our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Prime Minister, welcome back to the show.
G'day, guys. How's everybody going?
Oh, we're good, mate.
We know we've got another 7 days of this, Prime Minister, 11:59 next Tuesday. Well, at the moment. Now, I mean, we know you are being pumped at the moment. Lots of people want answers.
And he just missed out on Alpha Bucks.
I know, you just... But I guess we are all sitting here. There's a lot of confused messages. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of people barking and yelling. And I'd love to ask you just directly, you know, I know you've talked about the four-phase plan of for Australia to get out of COVID. Can you talk us through that maybe and what are the steps that we're taking and when possibly will we see the end of lockdowns?
Yeah. Well, the next stage, there are four steps. One we're in right now where you have to suppress the virus because it is highly contagious. As we all know, we're seeing that all around the world, even in the UK. There's 94 people, sadly, who died yesterday. And Singapore, they're facing it. They're going back into lockdown. All around the world, everybody's wrestling with this latest Delta variant. It's highly infectious, as the Premier has said. And our traditional ways of dealing with it, the tracing systems and so on, although they've, you know, become the best in the world, they still find it very hard to keep up with the way this thing works. So that means, for now, we've got to keep trying to suppress it so it doesn't take hold in the community and we don't see the terrible effects that we saw last year. Now, secondly, when we get out of that phase, when our vaccination rates get to a level that we know, based on the science, that people's health will be protected, and then we can start easing up and ensuring that we don't have to have lockdowns, that there are greater freedoms provided to people who've had vaccinations, because that means that they are less of a risk to their own health and less of a risk to the health of others, then we can move into that phase. After that, then we're getting into positions where people can leave the country, come back, isolate at home for briefer periods, and then ultimately in the fourth phase, we get back to life as normal. Now, each of those steps you've got to take based on making a call on what the vaccination rates are at a headline level, so right across the population, but also you're making sure that your most vulnerable populations also have higher levels of vaccination. Now, we're doing that work right now. Doherty Institute, great world-leading organisation based down there in Melbourne, they're giving us the scientific modelling to help us make that decision. The Treasuries, you know, all the economists are also giving us that advice, and I'm expecting to receive that in the next few weeks. We'll discuss that with the Premiers because it's a decision we have to share with the Premiers because they're the ones running the lockdowns. They're the ones running and making those decisions. We all have to agree what those targets are, and then we'll put those up there, and then we're going to go and achieve them. And already, the vaccination program, we've got 1 million doses of Pfizer. You saw people would have seen those come in the plane just the other night. That's up from 300,000. We're vaccinating people now at around 1 million a week. Now, that's a massive improvement from where we've been. We had our problems early. We've got on top of those. Some of those all well out of our control. We've got on top of those. Take accountability for the problems we've had, but also take accountability for fixing it. And the vaccination program is hitting the marks we need to get us out of this situation.
Prime Minister Fairview, mate, you say you're hitting the targets. What percentage do us Australians need to get to the next step? Is it 80%? Is it 70%? You haven't set a number. Everyone's guessing. 80%?
No, we haven't set that number yet, and that's why we're waiting on that Doherty modelling so we can work out what that number should be. Because you get that wrong, and you start opening up in a way that some countries are, your hospitalisation rates go through the roof, people start dying. We're not having that. So we need to set that very, very carefully. And we can't just make it up and pick a figure out of the air. We're doing it based on the best scientific advice that we can get. And we'll be making that decision within the next few weeks. I'm waiting on that advice and that work, that scientific work, to be coming forward. I commissioned it some time ago. We've already had one round of it, but then the Delta variant came, so we had to redo it. All through this pandemic, guys, we've been careful to ensure that we're trying to make the best decisions to protect people's health and to protect their livelihoods. You know, we've saved over 30,000 lives. We've got 1 million people back into work. Very few countries in the world can actually lay claim to that. Sure, we've had our problems as well, but no country's got everything right. Certainly we haven't got everything right, but we've got more right than most.
PM, I've got to ask, I'm in a studio here with Fifi and Fev, two fully vaccinated people. Mm. I, unfortunately, am only 34, 34 years of age. I'm only 34. I want the vaccination. You know, have a go, get a go. I'm having a go. How do I get the jab? When will I get it?
Well, for right now, if you want to go and see your GP, you can talk to them about having the AstraZeneca vaccine now, and that's approved for people who are aged over 18. But you have to get informed consent for that, and you have to have a chat with your doctor. So, and there have been tens of thousands of people your age who've done exactly that. But if you want to wait for the Pfizer vaccine, well, yeah, as I said, we've got a million of those coming in every week now, and we'll be getting further updates about when that's going to be able to be made available across the whole population. We're dealing with some of those issues again later this week. But those vaccines are rolling out faster than we've seen at any other time, and we're hitting the marks and have been now. I mean, you go back into May, I think it was about 2.8 million or 2.87 million, I think it was. Then in June, it was 3.5. This month, we're looking to be well over 4 million. And it'll increase again next month. So every single month, since we had those early on problems, we've been solving. The Lieutenant General Frewen, who I put in charge to bring the whole of thing together under one person, that's working. It's getting the supplies out more quickly. It's working with the states and territories and the GPs, getting all that job done. And we're seeing that reflected in the daily records we're seeing of people getting vaccinated. So it's on the right track. We had to get it back on track. There's no doubt about that. But we've still got a way to go. But I suspect we're about 2 months max behind where we would hope to have been because of those problems we've had, and we've wrestled back several months in recent times to make up that ground. We have been making up ground and we'll continue to.
Prime Minister, so many people have opinions, and obviously you are advised by lots of people in the medical field, the scientists, then there's business people. How do you, and then you'd have your personal friends and family who all have opinions, and I imagine you open text messages from people saying, do this. How do you personally navigate that? Like, do you have to tell your friends, hey, thanks, but I've got this? Like,
well, a big part of the job is listening. And then you're weighing that up and you make decisions. And you make them as a cabinet, and I don't mean the national cabinet, I'm talking my own cabinet. And we have, I mean, when people, the Labor Party was having a crack at me because apparently I hadn't been in the media the last 2 days. I've been stuck in cabinet meetings the last 2 days, working through these very issues with our health advisors, with our economists. And I was talking to the governor of the Reserve Bank and the senior people there to work through the economic issues. And I've been working through issues just last night and yesterday with the South Australian Premier to make sure that they're getting the same support there that is available in Victoria and New South Wales. Working through with Services Australia to make sure the payments that we're providing to people. And this Friday, if you're in Victoria, you'll be able to go online. You'll be able to make that claim. If you've lost more than 20 hours a week, then you can get $600. And it's the same amount that was in the December quarter of JobKeeper last year, and $375 a day, or 8 hours to 20 hours a week. Already in New South Wales, their lockdown obviously going a lot longer. We've got $187 million out the door. We're supporting over 300,000 people there. And I suspect there'll be a big claim and support needed in Victoria, and people are getting paid in that support from the first day of the lockdown. I was able to agree that with the Premier, get on the phone, work it through. And so the answer for you is you just work with a lot of people all day, every day, all night, every night, and listen, work together, make the best possible decisions, get the best possible information. You can't make this stuff up, and you've got to be careful about it. I think the reason we've been so careful is the reason why there are not more than 30,000 people dead now in Australia because of COVID.
Yeah.
And it's the reason why a million people are back in jobs. Now, that's under strain at the moment. But I tell you what, we come out of these lockdowns, as we've seen, and the economy will come back, as we saw on every occasion up until now. And so we just got to hold our nerve. That's why those support payments are going in for both individuals and businesses. Hopefully this lockdown will not go beyond what the Premier has said. And the numbers will keep going our way when it comes to what we're seeing with cases in Victoria, and then we'll be able to move cautiously forward again. But the vaccination rates, I mean, around the world, there are different rates in countries that have had really low levels of COVID, like us in New Zealand. Our vaccination rates have been lower because people haven't been as concerned about catching COVID. That's also been a factor. And we've seen that in other countries, whereas in the United Kingdom, where people were dying every day, well, there was a very different attitude towards these things. But supply is there now. I think the sense of appreciation in the community about the need to get vaccinated has lifted significantly, and I think we'll get the job done.
ScoMo, I love my sport. You love your sport. And it seems the sport always gets up and going and still, in the pandemic, still are out there playing and they get supported from the governments. And obviously, we all love sport. But as you just say before, in listening, we've got a lot of people in the music and arts, and they seem to be the first to close down and the last to reopen. Is there a way to help the people in the performing arts and music sector?
Yeah, well, we ran a very big program, particularly last year, and there's still grants that are being provided in those areas. I know the state government is doing exactly the same. In this latest lockdown, the state government is looking after those issues, and I know they're very, very conscious of them. But the artists themselves, and I know quite a few of them myself, and you know, some of them will be accessing the very payments that I just mentioned. It doesn't matter whether you're a roadie, an artist, working on set construction or design in big musicals, or theatre productions, or on the road for touring acts, or you're a hairdresser, or you're in New South Wales, for example, a construction worker. Thankfully, that's not occurring in Victoria. Regardless of where the need is, we're meeting that need with those direct payments, and they're getting they're happening very quickly. And so, you know, the system is ready to take those processing claims on Friday from Melbourne and right across Victoria. And that support's there for them.
Well, Prime Minister, we know you've got a lot on your plate at the moment. We'll let you get back to it. Thank you for reaching out to Melbourne and updating us on where we're at and how we can forge forward together. Good luck with everything. Keep listening. And I hope you get to sleep at some stage.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to run through these issues with all your listeners. We'll get through it. And everyone just hang in there. And I know it's tough and we're very frustrated. But anyway, we will push through and we'll get it done.
We'll
Thanks, guys.
We'll get Cheers. There, mate.